Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Pat Sigmund. Pat's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit, the founder of LPS Consulting, and she's one of the outstanding individuals who helps small businesses marry up their goals and aspirations and their growth plans with technology so that they can grow as fast and as profitably and as efficiently as possible. Pat, thanks again for hanging out with us. What are some other technology things that you're seeing out there?
Well, it's everywhere. I'm in a golf club, and budgets are tight everywhere. You don't want to increase the budget,
right.
The expense to the members.
Mm-hmm.
I'm automating for them, with them, as a volunteer. Things that completely avoid people, unfortunately. Dining reservations online, you know. Taking a picture with your phone of the deposits that are going to the bank,
mm-hmm.
on and on and on. It's everywhere and not that expensive. I mean, the apps for deposits are free. A lot of things are free. Free because you're using some other service.
Right.
And
right.
It really saves labor, and that's really what you need to do. People are doing many, many more tasks than we used to in the business day, and the technology is there to help.
Well, absolutely, because, and for example, online banking. I mean, the
yes.
treasurer of the club and the bookkeeper can all work off the same cloud application.
Yeah, I mean, everything about the cloud is where it's at. Think of the hardware, the maintenance fees, everything that
mm-hmm.
goes along with having big boxes, you know, physically in your office, all goes away.
So what are you recommending? What are some of the cloud things you're recommending for small businesses? That they most of them, many of them, I should say, don't realize how much they actually use the cloud. They may think, well, you know, they may not have bought any direct applications for their business yet, or used any directly yet. But they don't realize they are using it. If they have a Gmail account, that's the cloud. If they use Facebook, that's the cloud. If they're, you know, if they're doing any online banking, that's using the cloud. What about some direct things that they could be doing maybe to take a little more advantage of this?
Yeah, well, one of the things that happened in my area, New York and New Jersey, we had that horrible, horrible hurricane.
Right.
We had, you know, this is not the first time in the last few years we had businesses with electricity down for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They can take the software that's running in your office and put it in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest change, the biggest proportion of my own clients' behavior last year is it was like enough already. We had people that couldn't work in the office and offices because they were closed because of floods and
right.
areas and dangerous. You put that software that you're running your office with in the cloud in a hosted situation, you've just turned what was an old-fashioned hardware box system into a cloud system.
Right.
And that is the biggest change, I'd say, for business owners who aren't buying anything new.
What do you think about having, not only doing that, mm-hmm. but maybe having even a dress rehearsal, a fire drill, so to speak, and have your employees, let's just, you know, just say, okay, on this one day, we're going to send certain people home, and they're going to do their work from home through this, and we're going to do a practice run in case a tornado knocks our building over, or a fire, or a flood, or a power outage, or something like that. What do you think about that?
Well, it is. It doesn't even have to be that drastic. It's like just logging into a website. You can be sitting anywhere. You can sit in your office. You can
right.
sit at home. So once it's in the cloud, it's there. You just log in and
mm-hmm.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to leave. And you know, it's unfortunate that so many businesses were not able to operate.
You got people who planted in the ground. You got the retail, the Main Street folks, the retailers, and you know the dry cleaners and the retailers and the mechanics those folks. But still, there are plenty of things that their records, their own record keeping, could be could be in the cloud.
Yeah, and a lot of times it is, and they might not even know that it is.
Right.
But if they don't have servers in their office space, it is in the cloud somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was just at a convention, and they were healthcare professionals, and we were talking about the cloud.
Right.
And most of the people didn't think they had the cloud, and then when you ask them how they use the software, they're locking into a website.
Right.
You know? Especially healthcare. Like, nowadays they're getting your information from your pharmacy, your lab tests, everything's coming.
Well, your Amazon account. If you ever bought a book on Amazon, that's probably the iTunes. I mean, it's anytime you can use the power, anytime you can use processing power, folks, that doesn't reside on your hard drive, you're in the cloud pretty much, aren't you, Pat?
Yeah. And that's what's going on. It can be the difference between staying in business and going out of business. Your office can be shut down, and you can do everything somehow, either at home, on your mobile app, different ways to operate other than in a fixed environment.
And folks, if you aren't migrating in that direction, at least as a parallel universe kind of capability, you're putting your company in jeopardy. You really, you know, even if you feel more comfortable on a daily basis using, you know, the stuff that's on your hard drive, you need to have backups in another universe, that cloud universe, just to protect yourself from something that might happen in the future. We're going to be right back with Pat Sigmund. Her book is called Six.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.